It's Wednesday. I mean, come on. It's halfway through the week, right? Reason to celebrate. We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. I wanted to throw a little curveball in here, Alex. I know we had something we were going to talk about, but I don't know. I'm kind of feeling like picked on right now.
Why? What happened? Well, by us?
No, it's not you. It's just, I don't know why. Like, I'm really emotional about this, and I'm not making fun of you, but I know out of anybody on the show, you get a lot of hate.
Yep.
How do you handle it?
Because real leaders aren't afraid to make people mad. If you want to make everybody happy, then you just got to sell ice cream or something. A real leader knows that not everybody's going to be a happy camper with you. And you just got to get used to that, I feel like.
Isn't there a saying, like, lions don't concern them with, like, tiger's roars or something?
I think that's exactly how it goes.
I think it might be sheep or something like that.
Oh, sheep don't bother.
I don't know. No. Like, I think you're right. Tigers. Like, it's lions, but, like, lions don't bother themselves with, like, the thoughts of sheep or
something. I kind of want Liv to work this out right now. Go ahead. Keep on going. Like, try it. Let's try to figure this out.
Wait, no, but why are you upset?
Well, somebody tweeted, like, I think you or Liv tweeted out, like, hey, the show's all back together tomorrow. And then on our Twitter, Joe and Alex Show. And I was like, yay, that's really cool. Like, the gang's getting back together. And then somebody, like, hijacked a tweet. And they're like, oh, that's great. You should play a Mariah Carey song that nobody wants to hear.
Like a new one that's come out?
Something new. And all I can think of is, you know, the classic bops.
Right.
So I just replied back. I thought it'd be funny, you know, me, Mr. Humor and all. I said, okay, haven't I been through enough? I just got over influenza A.
I think it's funny.
I think that's hilarious.
Can I tell you right now, that's the biggest regret of my life.
Why? What's happening?
Because the flock of Mariah.
Oh, like the lambs or
whatever.
Is that
what they're called?
I think they're the lambs.
The little lambs, they are evil people.
Yeah, like the silence of lambs.
They are the meanest things I've ever encountered in my life. I'm a people pleaser. I want people to like me. That's pretty apparent if you just tune into the show.
So can you tell Liv really quick, what is going on? Like, read some of the tweets to us or paraphrase what some of them say.
I'm going to carefully read them, yeah, because these things are super, super mean right now. I'll pull it up right now. But Liv, the gist of this is, it's just, I made that joke. I'm not saying it's super funny.
No, I thought
but,
that was hilarious, yeah.
But yeah, but then people just started blowing me up like mean comments. Let's see here.
Like what?
Somebody said, that's why you're obese. Skinny, skinny stay winning.
What?
And then they got
okay. Let's not say skinny stay winning when Mariah Carey has had the weight fluctuations that she has. That seems a little irrelevant.
Then somebody else said, who the F is this bitch? Why is you disrespecting a legend? So I'm getting snapped at. I'm getting snapped. So.
Disrespected a legend.
All right, hold on. Do we have a phone call?
Yes. We're trying to get a hold of somebody that I know that is the biggest Mariah Carey fan. Actually, Liv knows him too.
Gosh, I'm so excited.
But I don't know if we're gonna get a hold of him. So I'm trying to get a hold of him.
Okay, this says, yikes, not a good look. You're not even that good looking either. Oh my god.
Why did you call Mariah Carey ugly? Like
no this all is just... I said to her little lambs or whatever. Somebody's like. Somebody jumped on our thing and took it when they weren't supposed to, okay? They just said the show was going to be coming back, you know, together. And they're like, oh, that's great. But could you, they're just throwing their stupid crap out there to hear a song on the radio.
Right.
So now, because of all this mean stuff, I will never, if we have a Mariah Carey song scheduled, I will hit delete.
Oh,
oh my god!
Because of how mean they are. Somebody said, you fat Oompa Loompa having biatch. Mariah Carey people are so mean and shallow.
I said something about harmonizers one time. Well, I said something about Fifth Harmony sucking, and the harmonizers came out in droves. It was so bad. I had to mute my notifications on Twitter because it blew up for hours and hours and hours and hours. It was like a viral thing, like all of them attacking me, and there was thousands of them. They actually were emailing our boss. I had just made a comment or something like, thank God that they're over, like they had broken up or something because they sucked. It was like during an award show. I think it was the first time that like Camila Cabello had performed solo, and I was like, she was the only real star of the group, and they all attacked me. So.
There's some insane ones. It's like, oh, I bet you have diabetes. Okay, what does that have to do with it?
Okay, so I have...
Hold on, I got one more. I have to read. I will get to this call. Maybe your next endeavor should be in covering your wiener trapped underneath all that fat you have.
Oh!
Dang!
Wow. So my friend Trevor is on the phone. Trevor actually used to be my intern at the old radio station I used to work at. He has no idea why I'm calling him. Hi, Trevor!
Hello, Alex.
I need you to talk about this. So my co-host, Joe, made a joke to a bunch of, what are Mariah Carey fans called, lambs?
Yeah, they were called lambs.
Okay, so Trevor's
more like hyenas.
He is the biggest Mariah Carey fan I know. Hardcore, like cries, like goes to all her shows, all of these different things. And so Joe made a joke. We had been off for the last couple of days because Joe has been sick with the flu. We announced that the whole show was getting back together last night, and we were so excited. And some lamb tweeted us and was like, oh, great, since you're going to be back on the air, you could play Mariah Carey's new single, like, a no-no or something like that.
Yes, it's a no-no, yes.
Okay, so Joe made a joke and was like, I've just gone through having the flu. Haven't I been through enough? And now all of them are attacking him, calling him mean names and stuff on Twitter. Does he deserve it?
Oh, he definitely deserves it. Plus, a no-no is a bop. And we lambs have, we have Mariah Carey Twitters. I have one too, so I'll probably attack you later. We have group chats. Like, we have group chats. I probably have it, actually. But there's a whole radio group chat of where we see when radio talks about Mariah Carey.
What?
What do you mean?
It's called Radio, Mariah Carey Radio. And so we literally, there's nothing but chats about when radios talk about her.
So then if someone says something, hi, Trevor, this is Liv, by the way. I miss you. I also worked with him. So if someone says something mean like that on the radio about Mariah Carey, like Joe did.
I didn't say anything mean about her, Liv.
They'll get a notification in this group chat so that everyone can go in on that one person.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. Because they're making fun of him, calling him fat and ugly and stuff.
They're saying, I can't find my wiener.
You have to be a skinny legend to say Mariah Carey. Like, I may be big, but I'm skinny because I'm a Mariah Carey fan.
Isn't that what somebody said to you?
What? That I could?
They said something about you're not, only skinny legends can say something.
Yeah
something yeah. similar like that. Listen, what does it have to do with weight? Jeez.
Because Mariah Carey's skinny, that's why.
Because Mariah Carey's skinny. Skinny.
Well, what about her weight fluctuation?
Yeah.
That's why she's skinny.
Well, one time I was born, I think I was skinny too, but I don't hang on to that.
So what should Joe do to get these lambs off his back on Twitter, Trevor?
Play a no-no. Well, definitely just act like you're going to play it or something. Let's definitely back off.
All right.
Or definitely say that you love Mariah Carey or something positive about Mariah Carey because she's a legend.
Should he call her?
I can't. Not with all these people talking to me this way. I will never play a Mariah Carey song on the Joe and Alex show ever again.
Don't make me hang up.
Trevor.
No, like, you had to say something positive about Mariah Carey.
Trevor, what is your Mariah Carey? What's your Mariah Carey Twitter for other lambs that want to follow you?
Oh, it's a radio lamb.
Wow. All right. Well, hey, thanks for taking time away from your full-time job of tweeting and hopping on. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Trevor.
Bye, Trevor.
Thank you.
All right. How about you?
Trevor is amazing.
I don't know how people put up with being so mean online, though, because I was like, I know I'm fat, but it hurts when you have like 20 or 30 people tell you how ugly you are.
Remember that time that I did an interview with Niall Horan over the phone?
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then I said that he had the personality of a dead fish. Yeah, I had to turn my Twitter notifications off for like 3 days.